But is there another opportunity here to balance the scales and get more women into the traditionally male-dominated fields? Fiona McDonald is the Managing Director of Tradeswomen Australia. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Beck. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Is this an opportunity to get more women in trades?
Absolutely. I mean, recovery process is going to be huge for trades, especially the construction industry, as we launch many major projects and try to get many people back into work and into jobs again.
What's the state of play at the moment? What are the numbers like in terms of women in trades?
It's actually quite dismal. Across Australia, we have less than 2% of women representing the trade workforce. So we're very, very low numbers, and it's been like that for decades. So we're really hoping that this, moving forward, economic recovery, really shine the light on women's equality in this industry, and we can boost women's participation in these fields.
And of that 2%, are there particular trades that are more appealing, have had better luck attracting female workers?
Yeah, the electrical industry has got the higher representation amongst all of the trades, and that sits on an average, I think, now of nearly 4%, which is very exciting. And it's, a really, really great diverse trade. You often think of electrician and it might be someone that comes to your home, fixes some of your things around your house, but the job expands to many other areas too. We've got sparkies working in mining, in the renewables industry. They work on big buildings, running cables and doing all sorts of things. Mm. Yeah, very diverse.
How many female motor mechanics are there in Australia?
Oh, the numbers, and I'll say the automotive industry across the whole is less than 1%, mm-hmm. and they're so low that we can't even get an accurate reading on them. But for example, motorcycle mechanics, we only have 16 in the country.
16 female motorcycle mechanics in all of Australia.
Yes, so if you know one, absolutely gold.
Are there any in Queensland?
Yes, there are actually. I think a majority of them happen to be in the sunny states, one in Townsville.
Okay, good. All right, we might try and track her down, see if she can spruik the benefits of being a motorcycle mechanic. You're listening to Fiona McDonald, Managing Director of Tradeswomen Australia. Perhaps as we emerge from this pandemic, there's an opportunity to get more women into trades. And I'd love to hear from you if you're a female tradie, 1300 222 612. What do you do? What do you love about it? Well, maybe you want to have a whinge. I mean, it's not to assume that every female tradie absolutely loves their job, Fiona. Tell me about Operation Protect and Preserve.
Yeah, so as I was mentioning, those numbers are so critically low right now. And as we all know, women have been hit hardest by COVID-19, and especially when it comes to job losses. We've got, I think just in one state which is going through quite the crisis right now, Victoria, it's about 5 women to 1 male losing work. And we know that across the country it's just going to get worse and worse. So we really need women to be given those opportunities to enter those roles and have access to those job opportunities. Mm. And with trades being such a huge skill shortage, we've got 65 different trades. With trades listed on a national skills shortage list, where we would usually use our own market but also bring in workers from overseas to help us meet some of those industry skill shortages, we still don't have enough. And that's before this pandemic. Post-pandemic, we're going to see so much work being launched and brought into the pipeline. We just won't be able to keep up. We really need women to be taught about this industry, all the opportunities, and be helped into these jobs. So that's why Operation Protect and Preserve started. It's to help women learn about jobs and trades, and we're running a bunch of online events that you can jump on, have a listen to on our website. And we also want to keep the women we have, little number of women we have in the industry. So we run a bunch of events for them, supporting them, trying to keep them in trades. We run a whole bunch of mental health and wellbeing staff. And basically, we just need to get them through this crisis to make sure they remain working.
Do you think the government should consider extra support to offer apprentices or apprenticeships for women specifically?
Yeah, the government's launched a number of packages to support the apprenticeship industry. They're well aware of what's coming. And yes, You're quite right. The focus on women in this recovery process is so important. It would be great to see some of those funding allocations specifically set aside for women. The support mechanism the government has in place is absolutely incredible for the apprenticeship system.
Fiona, great to chat this morning. If people want to know more, they can jump on to Tradeswomen Australia, find out about career options, support. It's particularly apt considering it's Women's Health Week. And you know what? I had a conversation with the Sex Discrimination Commissioner yesterday, and we talked about the concept of the, not the recession, but the she session, and the fact that women are disproportionately disadvantaged throughout this period. Perhaps more women in
trades so much,
might
Em.
Write that. Yeah. Thank you, Fiona. That was great. Fiona McDonald, Managing Director of Tradeswomen Australia. So check them out.